Means Leland is the director of Visit Emporia. Leland, how about this one? Leland, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here up and at 'em early on a wet Tuesday morning. Things going all right?
Well, things are good. As you said, it looks like it's going to be wet all day long, but suppose we'll manage.
We will manage. We always do. And we get through the Memorial Day holiday weekend, and things really ramp up with all kinds of activities here in Emporia, led by Unbound Gravel. And there are a ton of stuff and activities surrounding Unbound, Leland, that we need to touch on. A big race. We've got thousands and thousands of people that will be descending on Emporia for this big event, and you're kind of right there front and center. So list of activities starts early, huh?
It does, yeah. I mean, it's probably no surprise to you guys. This is quite possibly my favorite time of the year. Gearing up for all these folks coming to town, the excitement and buzz around it. And every year, as you guys know, we sit there and say, how can it get any bigger? How can it get any better? And it just does.
And yep.
Some of those ways that it's getting bigger and better, I'm excited to talk about, because Visit Emporia has been involved in helping to expand the activities around this event, namely with the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame. And there will be an induction banquet. The inaugural induction banquet to the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame will be Wednesday, June 1st from 6 to 8 p.m., and that is open to the public. Folks can visit gravelcyclinghalloffame.com and purchase tickets to join us. There will be a dinner, and if people would prefer not to join for the dinner and just want to view the ceremony, the induction ceremony, they can do that for $10. So again, that's at Granada Theater. Really excited to be doing that. Emporia's own and Unbound Gravel's own Christy Moan is a member of that inaugural class, so a great opportunity to recognize not only Christy, but the other inductees as well. We're really excited about that.
That is exciting. Big time stuff right there. First ever. So looking forward
to
getting all the inductees in town, the class of the first class of the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame. Well, that's just on Wednesday, and things really move into high gear, don't they?
They do, yeah. So then Thursday, of course, the expo kicks off. Highly encourage folks to go out and visit that. Even if you're not a cycling enthusiast yourself, it's just really neat to see all the different things that they have down in the expo there. Of course, Thursday evening, Visit Emporia will be leading some bicycle-pulled chariot racing out at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. That is a free event, 7 p.m. at the fairgrounds. We'll be stationed up near the Boyer Building. Teams of two can come have some fun with us. All is needed is two people and helmets. We're looking forward to having that event for nothing more than to just have a silly good time.
So you've got one riding, one, of course, you got a bike and then somebody on the behind them, right? Is that how that works?
That is correct. That is correct, yeah.
So are these, do you have specific chariots for this, or do people make their own?
We are providing the chariots and the bike. We wanted to make it easy for folks, so we actually have four of these. And big thank you to Emporia State University, Prairie Land Partners, and John North Ford, who all helped and sponsored these to make them a reality. Beyond the week of Unbound Gravel, people will be seeing these around the community. We'll be using them in parades and different activities. So very excited to have those. And then, of course, we offered to the race organization to help with the cleanup this year. As you guys know, there's been a cleanup event every year, but that usually took place 1 week after the race. Mostly because we weren't sleeping that weekend, and we needed a little bit of rest before we could turn to the cleanup. And so one of the things I wanted to do when moving over to my new role as Director of Visit Emporia was helping that cleanup effort, and we've moved it to the day after. And really, this is certainly in an effort to clean up after the race, but as we've talked about every year, the amount of waste left by those thousands of riders is minuscule, especially in comparison to the amount of just everyday waste that we find out there. And as we all know and appreciate, the Flint Hills are a travel destination. And as people are discovering through both disc golf and cycling, they're discovering this region, it's very important that we do keep it beautiful. Pick up after ourselves first and foremost, and after our guests when they come to visit. And so we're very excited, and we would We certainly invite the public to come participate in that with us. That will be Sunday the 5th at 8 a.m. Folks can come down to the Trustler Business Center. I will be there with trash bags and maps of where they can go to highlight a section that they can go clean up. And then when they return, the City of Emporia has provided a few dumpsters for us to be able to deposit whatever waste they find from our roads. So a really exciting event that helps keep this space attractive to not only the people that live here, but those that come to visit and explore this area.
Nice touch. It's called Flint Hills Green, spearheaded by Visit Emporia. That will be a Sunday. I understand, Leland, you are partaking in some gravel grinding in Unbound this year.
Well, that's my hope. I did get myself registered, and I have to admit I'm not sure where I'll find myself on Saturday morning. It would be great to be able to ride. You know, I have not ridden in this event since 2008. That was 14 years ago, and this may just be the year that I toe the line again.
Well, I know that we had representatives from Unbound with us here, the race director, and also Treva World. I believe Treva was really pumped up. She said, you know what? You know who's riding this year? Leland Danes. And they had you in the 100, I believe, Leland. So the stage is
set. Oh, that's a fib, yeah. I registered for the 50.
Oh,
so either okay. She was pulling one over or forgot. But and it may turn into the 25 by the time I get to the start line, if I even make it there. You know, it's still a busy week for me, and I'm excited to continue supporting. And I really view myself, my role has always been to serve others in this through this event, and I want to continue to do that. If I'm able to ride, that'll be fantastic. But it'll be just a short little jaunt. I need to make sure I have some energy left for the remaining activities.
So, quickly, chariot races again. Now, these races, are these timed races, or is this a one-on-one competition?
Great question. Yeah, so we're going to do a one-mile time trial on the new walking track there at the fairgrounds. We'll mark the course out with sidewalk chalk and things, and it'll be pretty easy to navigate anyone that's been out there. But no, teams of two will go one at a time.
Okay.
And they'll be spaced out in intervals to avoid overlapping. But as I alluded to earlier, certainly be on the lookout for future applications. But for this one, again, that's Thursday, June 2nd, this is open to the public. It is free. It requires no pre-registration. We do have an age limit of 13 and up. But folks from the community, again, highly encourage you to come participate. You do not have to be registered for Unbound Gravel to come enjoy either some chariot racing or chariot spectating.
All right. So, yeah, I didn't know if it was so no jousting involved, things like that with the
not
with the
this time
races.
Around.
Okay.
Not this time around, Ron, but keep those ideas coming. Yeah. We'll see what we can do in the future. We'll make sure to get you on them.
Leland, appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right. Leland Danes, director. Visit Emporia, a little Unbound preview here this morning. 6:55, rainfall 54 degrees. Stay tuned. Sports with Greg Ray on the way.
It's about time to wake up your air conditioner from its winter nap. But if you're